Unit 14. Writing Styles Around the World. In the mid-1900s, applied linguist Robert Kaplan developed the premise that language and writing are linked to culture. As a result, different cultures have different language styles. Furthermore, he argued that these patterns are carried over when a person uses another language, resulting in errors. Kaplan used this concept to identify different writing styles in languages and then to group them into categories. Western languages tend to have a more linear writing style. Even compared to other Indo-European languages, English writing is very rigid with formalized rules governing the order and layout of compositions. The essay is grouped around a main thesis, which is generally stated near the start. This is referred to as deductive writing. In contrast, there are some European languages that place the thesis towards the end, which is called inductive writing. Following this pattern, English writing focuses on the use of discrete paragraphs with each containing a single idea. Stylistically, students are taught that the use of subordination is more sophisticated. Using short, choppy sentences reflects less development. Students are also warned against the use of digressions, sentences which do not directly support the main idea. However, both French and German formal writing is filled with digressions. Natives of those countries feel they improve the text. From this, it can be seen that even within related languages, there exists significant diversity. Not surprisingly, East Asian writing is markedly different from that of English. Most notably, rather than being linear, it is a spiral that eventually hones in on the topic. Asian essays often begin with more general information that is only peripherally related to the main idea. As the composition develops, the writer continually tightens the focus until reaching the main idea. In addition, Asian writers frequently include concessions that raise possible weaknesses in their own arguments. These are not viewed as flaws, as they would be in Western-style writing. Instead, they are seen as a reflection of the writer exploring the work in depth. The most important application of this kind of analysis is to help students who are learning a second language. Teachers who are familiar with the different styles can help identify possible sources of errors in student-generated work. Yet, at the same time, it is important for the teacher not to assume that one writing style is superior to another.